Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What if I told you that the simpler your business, the better? And I don't mean that necessarily from, you know, your day-to-day operations of the business, although that's super true. What if I told you, though, that the simpler that your business is set up from an offers perspective, the faster you're going to grow and the more you're going to grow from a revenue perspective? Today on this quick tip, I want to talk about exactly that. I see so often a lot of my accelerator students, when they come to me, they are trying to overcomplicate their business. They're trying to do too much in their business because they think that that is the key to growing and scaling the business. If I add more, then kind of logically, right, we think that that's going to add revenue to the business, when in fact, the opposite is true. And I've talked about this here on the show before, and I wanted to do another episode about it because this came up recently with one of our accelerator students. And, you know, I'm speaking from experience. This is the same thing that I did in early on in my business. Actually, I wouldn't even say that. Probably midpoint in my business a couple of years ago, I was doing this and I was driving myself crazy and revenue was not increasing as a result. And so because I see this so often and because this is something that I've been through and learned the hard way, if you will, I want to share with you a strategy for scaling your business and growing your business on thinking about it differently and not adding complexity and more to your business. Cool? Thank you, by the way, so much for tuning in today. I was like just getting right into it. I am Rick Mulready, your host here at the Art of Online Business podcast. And as I mentioned, today's another quick tip episode. These Friday episodes, quick tip episodes, are where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you optimize and grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in your business. And when you do that, you increase your revenue. So as I mentioned, one of my students recently, so she has a funnel and it's an ads funnel and it goes into a webinar and it's an evergreen webinar. So it's an automated class. People sign up for the class. Then from the class, they sell into a sales call. And on the sales call, they have a couple of different programs, a couple of different levels of programs that they offer. You know, it's a done for you. They also have like a group coaching program. And then also they introduced a do-it-yourself program. And so this funnel was working really, really well. You know, the ad costs were decent. You know, they go up and down just like all of our ad costs do. But their ads were running pretty well. People would get into the funnel And the conversion rate once people get onto the sales calls was really, really high. I don't actually remember what the conversion rate was. But so then this person wanted to do a live launch for the Done For You course because it's a newer course that she'd put together. And then from that live launch, her goal was to evergreen that course and just to have that going in the background of her business as well, right? Because she does Done For You stuff and is a really successful business and she does an amazing job in her business. Well, the confusion started to creep in as she was launching and gearing up for the launch where, number one, she kept the funnel, the existing funnel going. So her ads were going for the evergreen funnel that quote unquote sold into a strategy call where her salesperson would sell into her program, one of the offers from that sales call. She wanted to keep that going in addition to doing a live launch at the same time. Well, as you might imagine, what happens when you do that and you're targeting the exact same audiences with different offers, you start competing against yourself from an ads perspective, right? You've got different offers going to the same exact audience, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. However, you're going to drive your cost up a little bit because you're competing against yourself. You're targeting the same audiences with different offers. And her results were not terrible in the lead cost that she was getting for her live launch, but she wasn't happy with, she felt like she could be doing better there. So what we talked about was like, all right, well, if you do want to run the evergreen, if you want to continue that, make sure that you're targeting different audiences, right? So there's no overlap and competing against yourself during the live launch. And so what she decided to do was simply that. And I actually don't remember if she completely shut off the evergreen. That's what I would recommend doing, by the way. So if you have an evergreen funnel going and you want to do a live launch for either that same evergreen product that you're selling or a different product, stop the evergreen and give it a good room, give it some room to breathe, maybe like a month or something like that in between when you're going to live launch, okay? Now, if you are running ads to the evergreen and then you want to do a live launch for a different product, you don't have to do, you know, I wouldn't say you have to do a month in between the ads. You can just stop it for the evergreen and then pick up with the live launch there. But again, we want to try to avoid overlap and competing against yourself. And so I actually don't remember what she did as far as did she stop the evergreen or what have you, but the live launch didn't go as well as she'd hoped. And a lot of different factors at play there, but the key here is she learned a ton. And what I really want to get across to you today is simplicity. Because I talked to her, I said, you know what? Why are you trying to do? I mean, I understand why you're trying to, why you want to evergreen the DIY program. I understand that because I think it's like a $2,000 program. I understand wanting to evergreen that. But why not, if the existing funnel that is working really well, meaning ad traffic into a webinar, quote unquote, sells into a strategy call. She has a salesperson. The show up rate on the sales calls is actually really good. I don't remember what the percentage is. And then the close rate on the sales calls, I think was like something like 70%. It was really, really high. And the first thing we did, by the way, when she had joined Accelerator was I talked to her about raising her prices a little bit for her top level Done For You service. And that was, you know, kind of a scary thing. But I remember like 7 days into after she joined Accelerator, she posted in the Facebook group, just did my first sale on the increased price. This is awesome, right? And so anyway, my point is that funnel is working. And so what I recommended to her is why not add that $2,000 program into the existing funnel? Because get people onto a sales call and then that salesperson can direct them to the right program, whether it's the Done For You, whether it's the group coaching, or whether it's the DIY $2,000 program. Because again, because the funnel is already working, her cost to acquire a customer, her cost to per sales call, all those numbers were working really well. Okay, so now it's about doing more of what's working. Let's not try to dilute what's going on in the business by overcomplicating it, by adding more complexity to it, and keep it simple. Now, I also want to say that during this time, she'd hired like four people or something like that to her team. So she was onboarding the new team, going through a launch, learning these new things. In her live launch, she'd started an amazing video strategy where she was building in video audiences and all this stuff. So she had so much going on. Again, she's a very, very successful entrepreneur. But the whole thing here was, hey, you know what? I get what we're trying to do here, but let's simplify, look at what's working in the business and optimize that. Optimize the funnel that's already working, meaning let's add the $2,000 program, the DIY program, into the sales funnel that way. And then let's just get more traffic going through. Let's get more people signing up for the webinar, more people signing up for the sales calls. And maybe she has to optimize on the sales call side. Maybe she has to add another salesperson. I'm not really sure how many hours the salesperson is doing. But there's ways to optimize the existing funnel that's already working really well. And that's what I want you to think about in your business. You know, so for me, early on, I had my first program was called FB Advantage, right? And that was serving online experts. So people who had online businesses who wanted to automate leads and sales. Then somebody said, and I've talked about it here on the show before. Then somebody said, why don't you create a program for local businesses? I was like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So I did a FB Advantage local. So I had an ads course for local businesses. Then I went into ad managers. Then I started a membership program. I'm like getting out of breath talking about all this. Because my brain said, you know what? If I want to scale to multiple millions of dollars in the business, I need more programs. More. When in fact, what I've learned and what I just talked about on Wednesday's episode, where I took you inside my business, that I have finally been able to, but I finally decided to, I got smart about it, and I have two offers. My brand new expanded, it's completely new, Foundations program, which is launching in the fall, and my Accelerator Group Coaching program. That's it. And we're on track to do the best year yet in the business. So how can you simplify your business and optimize and double down on what's already working in your business rather than trying to add more stuff, add more offers, add more complexity, add more whatever to your business? And as you grow, then you do want to think about adding more from a team perspective. But again, that's a whole different discussion we'll do here on the podcast, is how can you have a lean team to support where you're heading in your business, right? And then hiring that team ahead of time before you need it. So think about that. Think about how you can double down on what's working right now in your business instead of adding more complexity to the business, and you will be able to scale quicker and you will create more revenue as you do that, because then you get to focus solely on those one or two offers in your business that are working. And you get to refine and optimize those funnels, those things that you're doing to make them even better. You're an online coach, or maybe you've got a membership program and you are ready to optimize your business towards seven figures, but you're not sure what you should be doing to get there. Then I want to invite you to apply for my newly up-leveled, it's all new, my friends, Accelerator Coaching Program. If you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, if you're feeling confused about what next steps you should be taking to grow your business, if you're stuck in a pattern of unreliable and inconsistent monthly revenue, if you're going on vacation and you're working and you're taking calls and stuff like that during your vacation, I'm going to be straight with you, okay? Number one, you need to revamp and optimize your business. Also, what you think is keeping you from growing your business is not actually the problem. Simply fixing your systems or split testing a new landing page, that's always a good one. Organizing your calendar or just hiring more support haphazardly is not going to solve things, okay? Because making the transition from stuck online entrepreneur to what I call the optimized CEO means you've got to do three things. Number one, optimize your mindset. Number two, optimize how you look at generating revenue. And then number three, optimize how and where you are spending your time. Accelerator is about thinking differently and bigger about your business, your team, your funnels, your ads, and your vision, so that you can create more freedom in your life, be on a path to seven figures and have a bigger impact. If you want your business to look different than it does right now, and you want your life to look different as a result of that, it's time to start thinking and acting like an optimized CEO. Okay. If you're an online course creator, if you're an online coach, you're an online educator, and you're averaging a minimum of $5,000 a month from your online business, but you're now stuck, you're unsure of what to do to grow your business without working harder, you need help optimizing your business to put it on a path to seven figures, right? If you know that you need to get more strategic with how you grow your business, but you're not totally sure what next steps to take, then my Accelerator Group Coaching Program could be for you. All right. It's application only. So if you'd like to learn more and apply, it's application only again. It's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. From that page, you can learn more. Click on the link to fill out the application. We review the application, see if you might be a fit. Then we schedule a strategy call with you. We say no to a lot more people than we say yes to. Okay. So if you think you might be a fit, would love to review your application. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.